The West Live.
The West Live.
With Tim Clark for Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Now, as always, coming up the rear, it's Natalie Richards. How are you, Nat?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Now, there's this great story in the paper today. Really talented young journalist, I think, that may have found it.
An up-and-comer.
Yeah. No, I like his work a lot. Talks about a vet and cat.
Yes.
Do you need me to explain it? Or you...
We can explain it together. Yeah. It's Tim Clark's story.
Yeah, the man himself. Yeah, it's a vet.
Coolup.
Down Coolup way, who specialises in horses, but she was also specialising in horse tranquilizer, which she thought was a good idea to give to some of her mates during a party weekend.
Yes, so she'd apparently got very close to this couple through her work, and I think it wouldn't be hard. I mean, you know everybody. You know all your clients, wouldn't you? In a place like Coolup,
absolutely.
Everybody knows everyone else.
Yeah.
So she's gone out on the lash with this couple and they've got pretty close and she starts saying, hey, look, you know, forget the booze. I've got some of this ketamine business. Now, she's acknowledged at the time, apparently, that, you know, this could be massively threatening for her career. Mm. But she's still gone and given them a dose of it anyway. And I even asked them the weight so that she can give them the right dose. Very responsible of her. And they've all gone and got high on this stuff and used several stuff as well. What was the other ones that she used, Tim?
Other substances. The second was diazepam, which is, you know, everyone sort of knows what that is. The third was news to me. It was an oral gel that is used to usually and specifically and rightly used to loosen mucus on a horse's chest. But it also has the active ingredient of clenbuterol, which, you know, Olympic fans from the mid-90s to the early 2000s might remember that was the drug of choice for a few athletes that wanted to shed some weight and gain some muscle mass. So this vet in question decided that it might be a good idea to use this a few days after Christmas. I don't know.
It's like that person, isn't it? It's like an extreme version of that person that always brings a joint out at a party, isn't it?
Just a bit.
There's inevitably one person that does it. And these, ironically, these are the anti-vaxxers as well of today, aren't they, as well? Oh, you don't know what you're putting in your body.
Exactly.
But you'll still
snort a line of white stuff off the toilet.
Yeah,
in the back
exactly.
Of some dodgy bar,
oh, there's always one that brings it out, and you know if we're not all in, we're not doing it. But yeah, this is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And it's a very costly night out.
Well,
it's turned
right, yeah.
out
so
as
we,
well.
So we do make light of it, but this vet has been deregistered, so she won't be able to practice anymore. And has been fined as well. So there's a moral in that story somewhere, but. Probably just don't get the ketamine out of the car when you're having a big one.
No, leave work at work. It's good for your work-life balance, if nothing else.
Yes, that's right, indeed.